Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I'm your host, Andy Clark. This is episode 57, where we are going to be understanding the depth of unseen traumas. Now, this came from a client that I had this week, and this happens frequently with clients, where we're talking about stressors. And we start diving into parts with the IFS. And we start realizing that something happened when they were younger. And sometimes it's small things. So for an instance this week, it was a memory where their parents always worked. They worked a lot. The parents were rarely home, which was not the fault of the parents. It was the careers that they did have and the commute to and from where they lived. And the parents did everything that they could outside of their work hours to make up for it. But there were times, many times, where this child was alone. They felt lonely, angry, and selfish for wanting them to be home more, selfish for wanting her needs met. And when we were working through this, I had said something about it being a trauma, and she looked at me and I'm like, it's a trauma. And I realized then that, well, it's what I used to think as well, is that traumas were those big T traumas. Traumas were, you know, working with first responders. I mean, the horrific things that happen on calls. Those are big T traumas, right? EMS, fire, the things that they deal with. When we're dealing with like rapes, domestic violence, those can be big T traumas. Well, those are big T traumas. Major car accidents. Those are the things that we tend to think of about when we think of traumas. The thing is that there are, as I'm learning, traumas pretty much are anything that creates a neural pathway in your brain where your body's stressed, where your body is stressed to a point that a part kicks in, a neural pathway kicks in, and a part kicks in and protects you from that situation in the future. And so that can be something where your parents worked a lot and you were home alone. A part kicks in for that because there was stress, there was loneliness. We have legacy burdens, legacy traumas, where traumas has happened in past generations. And I did not understand this at all until this year. But there can be things that we react to. And I see this all the time, where we react to at more of a heightened state than we do to other things. It's where a protector kicks in. And the thing is this happened in our history, in our past, in generations past. It's so fascinating. For me as well, I have uncovered one recently where we moved when I was younger. I was born in Saskatchewan, in a province in Regina, in Canada, which is kind of the west, the prairies of Canada. And we lived all around my mom's family, who got together all the time, who did things all of the time. I was young. Shoot. I don't even know. This was before I was even in school. So I was probably three years old or so when we moved out of Saskatchewan. But I have memories of family getting together there. And then I have memories when we moved to Ontario. My dad is from Ontario. My dad's family lives here, but they're more spread apart. And he moved because of a really great job opportunity for himself, understandably. This was his career path. We do this all the time. Like, we move as families. It's just a thing that we do. But I have a memory, a trauma, a neural pathway that was created. So that's where I'm saying, like, there's this fine line between, I don't know if we are saying trauma, neural pathway created. It's like a memory was created and instilled in your mind. And it's from the eyes of whatever age you are at emotionally, intellectually, how you viewed that situation. And it's fascinating because I never thought about that. I really hadn't. I actually love traveling and love moving around and all of that. So I never actually thought that there was anything that I struggled with from that time. But I've learned that I in my brain at that point in time of a three-year-old learned that I should not get too close to people, should not let them in too much, because that's not going to last. And it's fascinating because I have struggled throughout my life, like continuing to connect with people throughout, which fascinating because my love language is quality time with people. So it's these things that we don't think of as being traumas at the emotional, intellectual maturity that we are in certain points and stages in our lives. They can create these neural pathways that can affect decisions and things that we do moving forward in the future. I mean, we moved, my parents and I, we moved to a couple of different places as my dad was working his way up through Ontario Hydro, through Darlington. So we lived near all the nuclear generating stations in Ontario. And some of those places that we lived, there was a sense of community. But the one that we moved to in grade three, we really did struggle with that sense of community, with having all of that there. And that's where it really hit me. And that's where I found a lot of my struggles happened. And that was in grade three. But it stemmed from that move when I was younger and having that sense of community and that family always there, to not having it and feeling isolated and not having anybody around. I built protective mechanisms around myself. And I never let people in too deeply because I felt that, change would happen and I would be moving or they would be moving and it wouldn't be forever. So I've always held a little bit to myself, some of my cards inside. I don't let people in. And I'm realizing that recently. And that's really affecting so much in my life because connection is huge for me. And so if we think of it like the big T traumas, it's like a towering mountain, right? The size, the magnitude of it is overwhelming. It seems insurmountable. Like, we know that it's there. We know, oh yeah, that was a trauma, right? Those are your big T traumas. You know your traumas in your life. The little T traumas, if we think of them like seeing, like walking down a path and not seeing a pebble, but tripping over it, right? It seems so insignificant. There's just a little pebble on the walk, right? Or a little rise in the path, or a crack on the sidewalk, just a little bit. It's totally insignificant. You stumble and you keep going on the path and you don't think anything of it. But maybe later on, your toe's like, oh, my toe really hurts. Why does my toe hurt? Right? And you may not even remember why. Remember, you may not remember that stumble or the bump. I know I get bruises, and I don't remember where they came from. I'm like, who knows, right? I bumped something. And that's the thing, is that neural pathway is still created, but we forget about it. And that is kind of those unseen traumas, you know, the legacy ones that come from generations past, where they still do affect us. And we're like, how do these affect us? How do we not? And it was only once I started diving into IFS, it was only once I started really diving into these parts, and we talk to these parts, and we start finding out the depths and the layers. So, like, there's just so many layers to this that we eventually can get down. So I have mentioned this before in podcast about how I have a client whose business, when the markets crashed, within a week went from like multi-million dollar run rate, amazing, thriving business, product business. But when the markets crashed, so many of the businesses that actually helped had her products could not pay for the products anymore. And overnight, her business went from like crazy amount of like high-end customers, or like companies that they sold their product to all of a sudden having nobody to buy their product. And that I had spoke of in that episode created this protector in them, that when she envisioned this protector, she envisioned them like sitting on the floor of her office crying the day that she realized, oh my God, my business just went under. And that neural pathway was created. And we've worked with that pathway, and we helped that protector, that individual that was stuck in that time frame. No. And see, this is where she knew that was a big T trauma, right? She knew that it was a big T. It was a big pivotal moment in her life. It was this huge mountain, this business crashed. And we worked with that protector. We had gotten them to understand how much she had learned, how she'd actually built another business since then, like $1 million run rate, all of the things that she learned and all the things she had learned had she done differently that would have protected her in a market crash. And so she even knew that had she started a similar type of business, what she would have put into place to stop that from happening. And this protector was like, wow, I didn't know that, because they were stuck in that time frame. And we'd worked with them and they'd decided they were going to have a different job. They were actually going to help her, I believe, with like creative new ideas for her business and help working on her businesses instead of shutting her down and questioning all the decisions she was making in her business and questioning her worth and if she knew anything. Now, yesterday we were chatting and this individual was speaking at an event. They were speaking on a subject that they know inside out, upside down, and they were questioning themselves and they were freaking out. They're like, what if I don't know enough? You know, what if there's somebody there that is criticizing me? What if, like, all these thoughts kept going in their mind. I'm like, okay, let's dive into those protectors kicking up. Let's dive into this. And when we dove in, we found that that protector was back again in that office on the floor, and worried about making mistakes and worried about being judged and worried about not knowing enough. And I'm like, okay, we need to dive deeper in this. So we dove deeper. And quite often, well, always, when you have these protectors, they're actually protecting an emotion that's deep down. And so we found that emotion. We found that little girl. So it's always a younger person that you are protecting. And we found them, and it was fascinating because there was two images that came up, two memories that this little girl had held onto. And one was their mother saying something that, as an adult now, like, they have a great relationship with their mom. They love their mom. Their mom is amazing, accepting and kind and gentle and just supportive. And their mom had said something that this little girl interpreted completely different than how it was intended to be. And because of her misinterpretation of what her mother had said, this neural pathway was created that caused this little girl to think, somebody like me can't do this, which is not at all what her mother had meant. And then this other memory that had come up as well was where she was somewhere and she was telling somebody about something that she had known about, and they completely dismissed what she was saying. And so this fear of not, of being perceived as not knowing something, as not being good enough, as not being knowing about this topic, which she's who I would definitely go to learn about this topic of e-commerce and business. And man, like, she knows her stuff. But this little girl, this neural pathway had been created as a little girl that was still affecting her now, even though she has learned so much, even though she has discovered so much, even though she has come so far in her knowledge and experience and where she's at and who she is and the tools that she brings to this table. And so we worked with that little girl and we helped to redo the scenarios that happened, which was fascinating because in the one, the person wasn't believing them that there was another adult there, and that adult actually pulled out a book that was like, oh no, everything she's saying is right here. It's all in this book. Here are all the facts and everything that she's saying. And somebody gave her that credibility to be like, no, you know, don't worry. Just because you're young and that individual is older doesn't mean that you don't know your information. You know what you're talking about. So keep talking about it. So they redid that information. And then, same thing, they went in to that conversation with the mother and helped them understand what the mother truly meant in that conversation and how it was, and how the mom felt sorry that she was misunderstood the way she had said it, the way that she'd said it. And she reframed the way she said it so that this little girl understood. So that changed that neural pathway, that memory, that way that it happened changed for that little girl. And then we helped that little girl come out of both of those scenarios into where she wanted to be. And so she was able to go into a different scene, which is creating a different neural pathway of where that little girl is. And then we helped her unburden all those feelings of, I don't know enough, I'm not good enough, those insecurities, all of those were released. And so when we're releasing these feelings in somebody, when we're unburdening these feelings, we release them into air, water, fire, earth, however anybody wants. I have some people that go into space with them. I've had a client like put them in a hot air balloon and then the hot air balloon blows up, right? There's so many different ways that you can envision like getting rid of these feelings. There's one of the courses I'm in where there's an individual that speaks about the clothes that this little person is wearing. They want to burn them because the clothes are what are carrying all of those emotions. There's so many different ways you can do it. So we did that. And then once we did that, and this little girl was okay with the deep feelings, that trauma, that stressors that were unseen, that we didn't even realize were traumas in her life. Sometimes they were actually like scenes that she would go back to, and she'd be like, oh, so upset when this happened. And I remember when this happened. But we didn't realize that they were actually a trauma, that they were a neural pathway that were created. It's like that pebble, right? It was a blip. It was something she was explaining to somebody, and they said, no, I don't believe you. Something somebody said to her that was misinterpreted or explained in a way that they didn't understand it. Those can be traumas. Those can create those neural pathways, and those can create protectors that come in to protect you as your life is going on, and as any other situation that comes in that reinforces. So think of it as like this whole timeline. Every time that in that timeline from the neural pathway where it's created, which can be created as something small, right? Me moving, and not being around my mom's family anymore, who are just absolutely amazing human beings and fun and caring and kind. And they were the ones I could talk to. And, you know, they were there for me unconditionally. And we left them. And so then when other things happened in my life, that timeline imprints, oh, yep, another neural pathway. Let's imprint that. That's proving that thought feeling that we had with that emotional mental maturity that we had at that point in time. And so it's just fascinating how these all just start connecting, and that connected up to where that one business of hers went under with the market crash. And so when we went back to that protector to go and find her, to talk to her, to see how she was doing after we had released all of these feelings and helped to reframe that story or situation that happened to change the neural pathway in her brain. That younger self of hers in that business wasn't on the floor of her business in her office crying anymore. They were back hanging out with other protectors and stuff that she has created that is now a full force team that is helping her in her business and what she does. So it's fascinating that we can work on something and we can feel that we've worked on this, we've made progress. But if they end up going back, it's because of a couple of different things. It's because there is someone deeper that we haven't worked on yet, or we may have worked on somebody deeper, but there might be another deep emotional feeling, small t trauma, pebble that we kicked over, crack in the sidewalk that happened earlier in our life that protector is also kicking in and protecting. It could also be that we have not nurtured them enough, not spend enough time with them, and not actually made them feel important, that they may go back to all of their old thoughts and beliefs and feelings. So this is where, no matter how much you have worked on yourself, you may be struggling to, implement, that's the word. You may be struggling to implement things, or you may be finding that like doing a webinar talk, like my friend was doing last night, which after we spoke with her protector, she's like, I am so relaxed because I am ready to speak tonight. I'm ready to go. One of those protectors, that little girl that we spoke of, was going to be there and watch her tell everybody, like teach people all the stuff that she knew. I mean, she's so brilliant on this subject, and she knew it inside out, backwards and upside down, that her insecurity, her imposter syndrome had gone away. She was excited to share her knowledge with other people and help prevent them from making some mistakes that she has made in her business and in her careers by teaching them these things at this talk. So this is where, just going back to this other client that I worked with this week, where they looked at me and went like, that's a trauma, really? And yeah, like if we're looking at these as being something that has created a neural pathway that is stuck back in your past, in your time, in their emotional, intellectual timeframe that they were in, then yeah, those are traumas. And that's where we need you to be working on yourself, to be building these tools. Like I had been doing IFS for a couple of years, and there were protectors that kept coming back. There were the deeper feelings and emotions, we call them exiles, that kept coming back. There's definitely this one situation that I vision from growing up, and it's always this image in my mind. And I could not get that little girl out of the image. I couldn't rewrite it, and I couldn't until I had more tools and skills as myself, as me, as who I am now, to go back and help with that trauma. So if there are things, like if you've tried things to overcome certain feelings or blocks that you have, And then you've built more skills, added more tools to your toolbox, worked on more things, and you're stuck on that. It could be that it's time to go back and work on it. It's time to go back and check in with those protectors with the tools and skills you have now, because it's important for you to reparent these protectors to help them feel the love, the kindness, the caring, the compassion, the curiosity that comes from you, and help give them what they didn't get in that point in time. Help give them those relationships that I missed out on, you know, help giving them the somebody to really be able to talk to, somebody be able to, you know, answer your questions and be there to support you unconditionally, right? What I lost when I left that family. It's important to be able to reparent them and help them and guide them. And that does take work on your part to find yourself to be happy, exactly what we talked about last time, to really, truly find out what makes you happy, who you are, how you are. And you may be going back to these parts or back to these traumas or back to situations and being like, why am I not healing this? It could be you're missing the piece of the IFS piece of going back and speaking to them. It could be that you still need some tools in order to be able to give yourself that kindness, caring, and compassion so that you can then give it to those protectors and give it to those exiles, those people from your past. But at the end of this, it does come back to what we spoke of in the last episode. That in order to work on your sleep, work on your stress, it really comes down to you finding your happiness, finding yourself. And there's so many pieces to that puzzle. There really are. There are tools and strategies to implement. There are definitely some quick things that you can do for sleep, but there's ways once you cannot truly get into a deep sleep. You cannot truly have decreased stress in your day until you've worked on yourself, until you have done the work, gotten vulnerable, and found your happy place. Until you do those things, all of the other tools are not going to work to the best of their ability. Which is where in sessions with clients I do, we start, depending on where they're at, start with tools. We might start with like some quick sleep strategies or things around the house. We might start really talking about their stressors and what has it. We might work on some coaching and mindset and habit forming things. Might just be teaching and training. If somebody does not have the knowledge of nutrition or the knowledge of something I'm going to be getting into in the next episode is co-regulation skills or like executive functioning, understanding all about executive functioning skills and how to be working into those. There's just certain tools and dynamics. May not know enough about environmental toxins, and environmental toxins may be stressing out their body. There's so many different things. So it's really sitting there and finding out where they're at. But as we're going through these tools and these strategies and finding out what makes you happy and what brings joy in your life and where your stressors are and how to decrease your stressors, there's always going to be parts that come up. There's always going to be some sort of trauma, be it that crack in the sidewalk or the pebble where you tripped and kept going and didn't even realize that it affected you to the depths that it did. It may be a misunderstanding of what somebody had said, a misinterpretation. It may be legacy burdens. It may not even be your stressors or traumas. That might be things that came from the past. Shoot, I believe with my son that a lot of his struggles happened because I was in burnout when I was pregnant with him and I didn't have the stress capabilities to handle stressors to support him in vitro. That I believe that he needs to work through those things in order for his system to become stronger. And that is not his own traumas. It's a lot of my crap, how I was feeling during my pregnancy with him, which was horrible. I always said that I struggled with pregnancy. I did not ever want to go through the 9 months again because of how sick I felt and how I couldn't do anything and I couldn't move and it was horrible. I would rather go through labor again versus going through the 9 months again. And my son was in vitro for those 9 months. And so there's so many reasons, and these are the things that we have to find out, right? And I need to be in self with my child and let him come to this in his own way and finding it, though with self, I can still, with kindness and caring and compassion, help him understand some of it when he's ready in ways that he likes to receive information. In the small amounts that he likes to receive information. But those traumas that he are carrying, I believe, are legacy traumas from me and my history and my past. And so it really is important to really, I guess, with this, to wrap this episode up, is to understand that there are those big T traumas that are huge mountains that we can see, that we know are there. We know they are there. We know how they happened. But there are also these other traumas or neural pathways that are created in our brain that are from like a crack in the sidewalk that we didn't even remember tripping over. That little pebble, you know, we tripped, don't even remember it. They really do shape who we are, the decisions we make, the actions we're making now. So if you are doing all the things, putting all the work into yourself, and you're trying, but you're finding that you are stumbling, I would highly encourage you to start diving into your protectors, diving into the exiles, figuring out that timeline of those little traumas that just happen in all of our lives that we may not remember or realize have affected us so much. Wait, before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.